Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The nation's enforcer makes an accusation.
Though this nation has proudly thought of itself as an ethnic melting pot, in things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder makes a provocative statement about race that is likely to resonate far beyond Black History Month. Are we a nation of cowards, as Attorney General Holder says? The crime is racial denial, Counselor. What do you think? Are we a nation of cowards? Your witness on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Daljit Dhaliwal is in for Adora Udoji. We imagined you wanted to respond to Eric Holder's comments on race, and you know how to reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at our website, mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Some provocative comments, eh, Daljit?
Good morning, John. Yes, I think our in-tray is going to be pretty full on that story. And coming up a little later on in the program, we're going to break down the Obama housing crisis plan for you, the spectacle surrounding the Iraqi shoe-throwing journalist, plus the mayor of Shreveport, where thousands of GM jobs could be lost. We've got those stories coming up for you in depth. But first, let's get a check of the headlines.
President Obama sets sail on his first foreign trip today. He's packing for a long journey to a distant, mysterious nation to the north. He's going to Canada. Okay, he's not exactly racking up frequent flyer miles there, yeah. But the short hop actually revives a long tradition of U.S. presidents choosing Canada for their first foreign trip. George W. Bush broke it by visiting Mexico first. Canadians took that as a snub. Today, trade will be a leading topic of conversation. We'll be watching along with investors as two closely watched economic reports come out later this morning. They'll have new information on employment and inflation. There's a good chance they'll be about unemployment and deflation. We'll let you know.
And a new development in Israel that we're watching, which could move it one step closer to its next prime minister. The far-right party is now endorsing Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. It's not a done deal, but this appears to give him the votes that he needs to form a government and take office. And NATO defense ministers are meeting in Poland about Afghanistan. It comes as the Obama administration is committing to a big increase in troops there. Top American commander General David McKiernan says that many will head to the country south.
We do see with these additional forces an opportunity to break this stalemate, at least in terms of security conditions in the south.
And President Obama is planning to send 17,000 new American forces to Afghanistan.
Coming up, a look at President Obama's announced plan to help out what he believes will be 9 million homeowners in just a moment. Our friend Alvin Patrick is here. But the Dow and the S&P didn't move much yesterday in reaction. The Dow begins trading at 75.55. The S&P starts at 788. Those are very low numbers. Attorney General Eric Holder said, let's remind you, when it comes to race, America is still a nation of cowards. We're in denial about race. We're wondering today what you've seen in your life that proves him right or wrong. React to Eric Holder, who made some very deliberately provocative statements yesterday in marking Black History Month. You can tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Are we a nation of cowards? Do we have much more to account for in our racial history in America? That's what Eric Holder believes. What do you believe? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Through this plan, we will help between 7 and 9 million families restructure or refinance their mortgages so they can avoid foreclosure.
President Obama yesterday in Arizona trying to get to the bottom or the center of the financial crisis in the United States, which is the problem of real estate and foreclosed mortgages and declining property values, which is affecting wealth and securities and markets all over the world. The president unveiled a $275 billion plan. Now, that's $275 billion if you include everything that he talked about, including aid to Fannie and Freddie, the two federally sponsored sort of mortgage lenders that give most of the mortgages in the United States, plus $75 billion in direct aid to help, as he says, between 7 and 9 million families avoid or avert or get out of foreclosure. Obama summed up his plan in just three basic components, but you might need an MBA to get your head around it. And joining us now is someone who's been reading up on it all night, who has the details and will be doing the math with lots of people probably over the next several weeks. Alvin Hall, personal finance advisor and Takeaway contributor, is here in the studio. Alvin, I called you Alvin Patrick before. I used to work with someone named Alvin Patrick. Apparently, there's only one synapse in my brain with the name Alvin connected to it.
But that's not bad.
Thanks so much for coming in.
I'm glad to be here this morning.
Let's do the math together a little bit. When you heard this plan announced and read some of the fine print,
yes,
do you think it gets to this central issue of foreclosures and declining real estate values and so many Americans who are underwater in their mortgages?
Not quite. I think it's a valiant attempt, because many of the people who are struggling are right on the borderline. If your house is deep under the water, I think the number is 150%. If your loan is 150% more than the value of your house, then this particular plan does not apply to you. You do not qualify.
But there are hundreds of thousands of people, maybe way more than that, who
exactly
are in that situation.
Exactly. Are right on the borderline. So this program will help them. And Obama is really focusing on people who are living in their primary residences, who are trying to hold on to their homes. He is not focusing on the people who speculated in real estate, who bought apartments all over the place or various houses to rent them out. Those people are excluded from the program.
Now, is that an attempt to sort of reset the deck in real estate, to basically pull the speculator out and actually prevent people from doing the sort of buy and flip approach to real estate, which actually pushed demand and values
exactly.
and prices up?
Yes, I think it did. I think he is focusing on that. I think he's going back to an old model. Traditionally, buying your home in America was a way of enforced savings. You'd put the money, pay off the mortgage, and the value of the house would go up. And it would generally keep pace with your salary and inflation. However, in recent years, as you've just said, the speculation has driven the prices really, really high. Therefore, I think he's just trying to remove that element and go back to the core. However, some analysts say that because he's ignoring the speculative element, these people who represented 40% of the market, that he's really not getting at the core.
So property values could still decline even if people are able to stay in their homes.
Yes, and he's hoping to set some sort of floor to create a bottom below which it may not drop.
Well, with a report from the bottom, Carlos Sainz is a homeowner struggling to pay his mortgage down in Orlando, Florida, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Carlos.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
What I'd like to do is just set up, first of all, meet Alvin Hall, our personal finance advisor and contributor. He's right in the studio. Carlos, meet Alvin. Alvin, Carlos.
Good morning, Carlos.
Hi, good morning, Alvin, Mr. Hall.
Basically, Carlos, what I'd love to do is to just reenact or create a scene that I think is going to be duplicated around the country today and over the next several weeks of people like yourself, homeowners, Carlos Sainz in Orlando, Florida, asking Alvin Hall if this plan is going to apply to them. Carlos, what are your questions for Alvin?
Well, my main question to Mr. Alvin would be, just like he said, the president's plan, as he gave his speech yesterday about helping homeowners that are basically current on their mortgages, but what about the people that are out on default right now? That I've been in default for the past 2.5 months already.
Wow!
And basically, I was put in a program which was called forbearance by my lender for 90 days. But after those 90 days went by, I'm still unemployed. I'm still looking for work. And the industry where I used to be, which is architecture and construction, that has been one of the hardest hit by this economic downturn in the state of Florida and abroad.
Wow.
Okay.
I ran out of counting Carlos's whammies there. He's way beyond double whammy. Go ahead, Alvin.
Yes. Carlos, do you have any income coming into your household right now?
Uh, Just my wife. She's the only breadwinner right now.
Okay. Is if you look at the amount of debt that you're carrying relative to your mortgage, is your debt greater than 31% of your income?
Yes, it is right now, yes.
Okay, that's one. Is your mortgage a conforming mortgage? A conforming mortgage means that the principal on your mortgage is less than $417,000.
It is less than that, yes.
Okay. And the last point, and this is the tricky one, what is the value of your house relative to your remaining mortgage? For example, if you have a mortgage of $300,000 and your house is only worth $200,000, is that your situation right now?
Yes, it is. We have a friend of ours. She's a realtor, and she recently did an appraisal on this house, and she told us the base price of this house when we bought it, it was $386,000.
Yes.
And that's what we basically got the loan from, we were qualified for that loan under those terms, 386. But right now, the home is worth around 280 or 275.
Ouch.
Ooh, that's a huge drop.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Right now, under the Obama plan, and this is a good news, bad news story, so I'm going to give you the bad news first.
Okay.
Because the value of your property is so deep underwater, you may not qualify for the plan. However, my suggestion is, now that he has announced the plan, you go back to your lender and you try to use very strong negotiating tactics. Appeal to their emotion. They've been very nice to you so far, giving you the forbearance. So maybe they'll listen to you and view you as somebody who will be able to make this work if they give you a break.
Well,
but right now,
yes.
Given how much your property has dropped by, it means you don't quite qualify for this program.
Well, I have tried to communicate with them. I gave them my choice after the forbearance. I wrote them letters, mm-hmm. and I told them that if that could pay the remaining balance of the forbearance after the 90 days, and then for them to please extend my forbearance for another 90 days, I told them that I would be willing to get money out of my retirement account and pay them what I owe them, and to see if they could at least extend my forbearance for at least 90 days, and they would not do it. They said that I had to do a financial statement again.
And they will. Yeah, that they will definitely do. Ask you to do another financial statement. But that was before Obama announced
right.
this plan.
It's a new situation.
I think the landscape has changed, and I think the more you go in, the more information you give them, the more that you show you're proactive, you have a better chance of getting at least some change in your mortgage. Because what you really want is for them to modify your mortgage so that your payment goes down, which is really the first part of the
right.
Obama plan.
Carlos, good luck to you.
Okay.
It sounds like Alvin is saying you make another offer, remind them that the landscape has changed, and hope that they can do something that'll get you closer to that the sort of pain zone between the value of your house and the value of your mortgage at this point. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
One quick question, I'm sorry.
Sure,
yes.
Go ahead.
So Mr. Wong, I was wondering if there was any way possible for people out there, or maybe under the Obama plan, that lenders will be not obligated, but at least encouraged to help people out to refinance their home. Not only
yes.
just lowering the interest rate, but based on the market value of the house. Is that possible?
Well, Carlos, you read my mind. That was the question that I had. But I'm going to say goodbye to you at this point. We'll get an answer on the air. Carlos Sines is a homeowner in default, struggling to pay his mortgage in Orlando, Florida. Thanks to Carlos. What are the incentives for the banks to make it to where Carlos really needs that help, that lifeline?
Well, Carlos is really in a difficult position because he's already defaulted on the mortgage. Most of the incentives really lie for the lenders to find people who are on the verge of defaulting and then help them to get lower rates. So first they get $1,000 for every one of the mortgages that they refinance at a lower rate to make them affordable.
Well, that's a significant incentive.
Yes.
And the idea is to free up money to get the banks to lend. It's definitely focused on the borderline, but Carlos is definitely not in that zone. Those are three
exactly
sobering good news, bad news takeaways. Alvin Hall, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Alvin Hall is a financial advisor and a takeaway contributor, and some advice to really think about there for our friend Carlos Sainz down in Orlando, Florida, who typifies a lot of Americans who aren't on the border. They're well underwater.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.